talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. How y'all doing? Well, the Christmas spirit is here. You know, the troops are home. Yes, they are. We're excited they're back. You know, it's one of those shows tonight. We've got the 12 Gifts of Christmas. Trista Wilson, she's coming back to give you all a little bit more advice on what you can do to give back, to pay it forward, to help the community. I did a few things this week, and I feel better. Speaking of feeling better, Big Endings, A New Perspective, Dr. Catherine Zeeb is back for part two of Living in the Now, because life is not about the beginning or the end. It is about the present moment. Speaking of the present moment, this is what one of our troops had to say about the war ending and them coming back to America. Hit it, Ronan.
How does it feel?
Feels great. Yeah. It this marks the end of a year-long mission in Iraq for our brigade, and also represents the end of 7 years of war in Operation Iraqi Freedom.
And what does that mean to you?
It it means we finished a mission, and I'm proud to know that our brigade was the last combat brigade in Iraq. We finished with honor, and we finished with dignity. Most importantly, we left capacity with the Iraqi security forces so they can take the lead from here on out.
Woo! So they could take the lead. I tell you, it's been 9 years. But now here's the thing that I want you to listen very carefully to. Because there's nothing worse than all of these troops coming home and everyone saying the war cost $800 billion. It took this many lives. It was in vain. These people, these men and women, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, fathers and mothers, the family, the value of who these people are. Let us not take this war in vain. Let us not think of them any less. They put their lives out there for us. We salute them. We honor them. We're thankful that they're back for this Christmas. When you see them, let's not bring up the tackiness of how this war was a waste, because they went there, they fought for our freedom. We stand here today, better people. And this is what our president, Barack Obama, had to say about the troops and the war ending in Iraq.
So as your commander-in-chief, and on behalf of a grateful nation, I'm proud to finally say these two words, and I know your families agree. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home.
Welcome home is right. And there's no better way that we can welcome you home with a song that our buddy Thomas Hibner wrote, Home at Last, on Max and Friends. Stay tuned, because when we're back, Trista Wilson's here giving us the 12 Gifts of Christmas. Home at Last. Thank God.
Everything that you miss. said real. Finally, our soldiers are home at last. I still remember my biggest fear would have been losing you to this war. But I'm truly sorry. Soldiers in combat, as they stand for justice and freedom, because it doesn't come free. There is sacrifice to protect the land of the free. I'm waiting for this day to come. The U.S. soldiers are home.
This world. this world is going through.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. Those were two great songs. Of course, our boy Thomas Hibner, Home at Last for Our Troops. Welcome home. And of course, Chester C. This one's for you. This one's for all the families out there. You know, all you families who just went through 9 years of agony. Welcome home, troops. Speaking of welcome home, 12 Gifts of Christmas was a great thing that our friend Trista Wilson came up with. And you know, yesterday was December 17th, so we hope you wrote your letters of the 12 Gifts of Christmas. Now, speaking of 12 Gifts of Christmas, we've got Trista back with some other great things you can do for the remaining days of Christmas. We want those gifts given, don't we, Trista?
Yes, we do. How are you doing, Max?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Well, this is the spirit of giving, so why don't you tell us a couple more ways that we can give these 12 gifts of Christmas?
Okay. Did you want me to start with the assignment for today, or should we go with day seven?
Let's go with day seven.
I'm sorry. Today is day seven, so how about day six?
Well, today's not over yet, so let's give them day seven.
That's true. All right. So day seven, December 18th, the task, if you will, is to buy or bake something for a neighbor. So whether you know them well or whether you know, you might not even know them at all, it's the perfect opportunity to introduce yourself.
Wonderful. You know, I love these. The other day I did the whole thing and I paid for someone's grocery in line and that felt real good. So tell us what we could do on day six.
Day six is an awesome one. I love this. I just said to either buy a $5 or $10 gift card for anything from a grocery store, a gas station, a coffee place, any of that, and just leave that gift card behind on maybe a random park bench, maybe at a bus stop, or even the windshield of someone's car. That'll be quite a nice surprise, I think, coming out to their car and finding a $10 Starbucks gift card.
Totally groovy, isn't it?
It is.
And then we have day five. What do we do on day five?
So day five is December 20th. This one I love. I'm very close to my grandmother, and I think a lot of times it's, you know, they're a generation that's overlooked, unfortunately. So day five is to do something kind for the elderly. So this can be anything from helping them to their car with heavy groceries, holding the door open for them, or even something more time-consuming, like volunteering at a retirement home.
You know, and they just love conversation, and it's free, so I like that. Day five, December 20th.
Right.
Now, day four, December 21, we're coming to the home stretch here for 12 Gifts of Christmas. What's day number four, Trista Wilson?
Day number four is to take quarters to a vending machine. So I know this sounds random, but I saw this on another lady's blog, and I just think that would be so cool because that happens to me a ton where I'm really craving a soda or a candy bar and you can't come up with that last stupid quarter. So how cool to have them taped on a vending machine, and it's going to make someone's day, probably a little 8-year-old, but hey, it's cool.
Listen, anyone's day that's made is a good day, right?
Right, I hear you.
And now we're counting down to the 3 days of Christmas with three more gifts of Christmas. Day three, December 22nd, people, this is what you should do. Tell them, Trista.
All right, day three is leave a generous tip for a server, a barista, or even a bartender, along with a nice note. So I've been in all three of these positions, and I love this one because people have no idea how much crap we get, for lack of a better word. But, I mean, they could be having the worst night ever, and then you give them, you know, a 50, 75% tip, and it could totally turn their entire night around.
Totally can turn the night around. And then day two?
Day two is December 23rd. This one is to purchase a gift card at a local grocery store of any amount, turn around in line, and simply hand it to the first person you see, and just walk away. I don't really think you need to explain anything. I'm sure that their expression will say it all.
Their expression will say it all. I think that's a great idea. And now, the final day before Christmas on the 12 Gifts of Christmas. Remember, everyone, this is Trista Wilson's gift to the world, basically. It's something that she believes is going to change the world, and so do I, and it's something so simple that you can do for Christmas. Here we are. The holiday season is here. Happy holidays, everyone. And just remember that you don't need to have $1 million or Neiman Marcus best of the best to give away. All you have to do is give your time, and this is great. So day one, December 24th, on the 12 Gifts of Christmas by Trista Wilson is what is day one? I love this because I'm reading it now.
You already know. Why are you asking? This one, I just left this one open because, you know, all other, you know, 11 days are very structured where there's a specific thing to go out and do. And obviously if people want to go and do their own thing, that's great. But day one, I just ask that everyone be creative and choose your own random act of kindness. You know, in the public Facebook event that I have, there's the wall, obviously, and people are posting, I mean, every single day, so many inspiring stories. So I'm sure between reading other people's ideas about what they've done or, you know, just coming up with your own, there's plenty of ideas. I mean, I think everyone can come up with one thing to do.
Be creative. Right? The sky is the limit, like you say. And I believe so, too. I mean, listen, the best thing you can do is be creative in giving a gift. And we're so creative in things that we do anyway, day to day. But now let's put them into action. Let's put them into the holiday spirit. Let's put it into the day one on December 24th on the 12 Gifts of Christmas. Remember, when Christmas was really about bringing family together, the birth of Christ, and encompassing the spirit of giving. And that is the spirit of giving, your 12 Gifts of Christmas, Trista Wilson. And I thank you so much for just putting them into action. You know how many people have these wonderful ideas and they think, oh, what can I do? Can I do it? Will it be successful? I don't know. And they always have doubt. Well, I'm glad that you took the leap of faith and that you believe that your 12 gifts of Christmas were going to change this country. So congratulations on that. We thank you for it.
Oh, thank you very much. It's, you know, pretty overwhelming response, I'd say. I'm definitely just a normal girl that woke up one day with the epiphany that one person really can make a difference in the world if we just get out there and try. So it's pretty awesome. I think there's over 1,400 people that have committed to participating, and the blog has been read by, I think, 9,000 different people in 33 different countries. So it's pretty awesome.
www.chicagonow.com/chain-links is where you can go to get more information on the 12 Gifts of Christmas. Trista Wilson, thank you so much. A very, very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday to you and your family. And I thank you for being on Max and Friends.
Oh, thank you, Max. Merry Christmas.
You too. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. You see how simple it is, everyone, that you could have 12 gifts inspire you to come up with this wonderful blog, a wonderful way, outlet. It's a good outlet where people can go and get into the Christmas spirit. Well, speaking of outlets, you know, big endings, a new perspective. Life is not about the beginning or the ending. It is about the present moment. Dr. Kathy Zeeve, our guest who's coming up next, she's really a treasure in my life. This book that I'm reading, you can get it on Amazon, Big Endings. BEGENDINGS is the title of the book. So for all of you who sent me emails that said you were looking for beginnings and endings and you couldn't find it, it's Big Endings. So I hope that clarifies it. Thank you for your emails because it does really help me when I say something wrong or you don't understand me that you correct me. I take constructive criticism very well. So thank you for the emails. Thank you for the tweets. Check out the book because it's going to change your life. It's my little guide here that I'm holding in my hands that really has made focusing on things so simple. Like, I'm telling you, it's something that's going to be truly amazing. Synchronicity. So we're going to talk about tonight. We're also going to talk about the illusions of fear. We're also going to talk about a bunch of things. The voice of the body. Don't you want to know what that means? Well, Dr. Kathy Zeeve is going to be here in just a moment. But first, happy holidays from Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio to all of you. We'll be right back with Dr. Kathy Zeeve. Big Endings, a New Perspective. Stay tuned.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. May the calendar keep free. happy holidays to you.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and that was Happy Holidays. That's my gift to you, that you all have a wonderful happy holiday with your family. Of course, with all of you who had troops and brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and cousins and the whole family in Iraq fighting that war, welcome home. And we just wish you all a happy holiday. We're glad that you're back, coming home safe, enjoying life with your family again, seeing children that you never saw before. And hopefully you're listening to the voice of the body, your body. Well, we've got Dr. Kathy Z back, and she's going to help us with part two of Living in the Now. Of course, the book, Big Endings, A New Perspective. Life is not about the beginning or the ending. It is about the present moment. So let's live in it, and let's talk about the voice of the body. Welcome back, Dr. Z.
Hello, Max. Thanks so much for having me back.
Well, we're glad you're here. You know, we had so many emails. People were like, we can't find our book on Amazon. So I had to spell it out for them because it's a new word in their vocabulary.
Yeah, well, like I said last week, I like playing with words. And it was my son used to say it's the beginning of the movie. And I just always thought it was a great name for a book. So it worked out beautifully.
And here we are in the now talking about the voice of the body. How can we get in tune with it? And how do we know when it's talking to us?
Yeah. Well, I don't think most of us realize that our bodies are, you know, they're not just lugging around behind this head, you know, the brain that we have. I mean, they're here for a purpose. And yes, they get to walk us around, but the body is one of the things of energetically, your body is going to hold on to all things that have happened to you and what's happening in this moment. So if we can learn to listen to it, meaning, you know how you get that kind of twist in your gut sometimes when something happens, maybe when you have a fear response or something?
The inner voice.
That's listening to the body saying, you know, this is wrong. And yes, I know we have the fight or flight kind of thing, but it could also be from a past experience that you've had. And the body is reminding you of that experience. And the best thing we can learn to do is when we have something happening in the body is to just take a breath and listen to it for just a quick moment and then decide how we want to respond that's different. Because maybe the way we responded to it in the past didn't really give us the outcome that we wanted.
You know, it's interesting because at the beginning of this show, we had a little bit of technical difficulty. So I have to apologize to everyone, but it happens. And I could have, you know, totally been a mess. And I said, no, let me breathe. So I took that breath and I said, we'll get through this. And we got through it and we're back and we're streaming live for everybody tonight on LA Talk Radio. And we're glad you're tuning in because Dr. Kathy Zeeb is here and she's telling us about her book, Big Endings, and how we can listen to the voice within our body. So it's all about that breath. I get it. I love the breath. You're also a breath coach, let's say, and you teach people how to breathe and how to exhale. Why is it so important to breathe, Dr. Kathy?
Well, we want to, you know, one of the things most of us do
besides
is we
lit.
Breathe very I'm sorry?
I said it's so important to breathe. Why? Besides live, and this is the other reason why.
Besides live, yeah. Besides that, you know, eventually we'll take that last breath. But what we want to do in the meantime is breathe. And one of the I use breath to help move the energy through the body because the thing, anxiety and stress, and you know, anything that you're feeling is usually blocked energy in the body. And the more that piles on top of itself day after day after day, or even minute after minute, it doesn't have to be a long-term thing. The more that piles on, the more tense the whole body gets. The muscles get tight. You know, the blood's not flowing like it should. Mm-hmm. And we can use the breath to change that. And it's mostly about the intention. If I intend that I'm going to take a breath to relieve the stress and the anxiety I'm feeling in my body, and I see the breath going into the earth and out the top of my head, you know, whatever image that works for you, it's amazing how different you will feel instantaneously.
It's so true. It's surrendering. It's surrendering, isn't it?
Big time. Big time. And what we, you know, what we do as human beings, because we live so much in our ego mind, is we choose to hold on. We're afraid to let go of stuff like that. You know, like how do I surrender? If I surrender, what does that mean? Oh my gosh, I let go. Then that means that I'm not in control.
And well, you know, we go on and on. It's perfect that we're talking about surrendering because in your book, Big Endings, A New Perspective, life is not about the beginning or the ending. It's about the present moment. You talk about surrender. So let's discuss surrendering and why it's such an important thing in our lives for part two of Living in the Now.
Yeah. Well, you know, what serves you? Mm. What, you know, I think we're not taught to ask ourselves that question. What truly serves you? So if I'm holding on to my anger of something that happened yesterday, and today I'm walking around, you know, cleaning my house, which is not a bad thing to do, and to get that energy out of me, that's okay. But if I've carried it for 24 hours or 24 years, that anger, how does that serve me? What it's doing is it's actually making me sick. It's closing, you know, it's got the body tight. We talked about the voice of the body. So it's got the body all tight with that anxiety and everything that you're feeling. Now, does that mean that you can't experience what it is that's happening? If you feel true anger, you need to feel true anger. It's what you do with it, though. That's what, and we don't learn enough. In all the stuff, all the classes I teach here, you know, one of the things I think like anger management should be taught in elementary school because
what do we do with it? Let's say, for instance, because now's the time where people are stressed out, okay? We all know it's the holiday season. Money is low for some people. Driving has become, you know, the famous getting behind the wheel and the road rage, and we're pissed off, and people want to fight and yell and curse and scream. What do we do with that anger when we want to release it? And, like, let's be real for a minute. Like, you know, people, I'm not saying to do it, but you want to punch someone, you want to scream. People get that that anger literally becomes a veil over so many people, Dr. Kathy. You've seen it too, I'm sure. So what do we do with that anger?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a difference between uncontrolled anger, obviously. I mean, if it's something that you're used to doing, maybe since the time you were a child, maybe that was the response you saw around you and you've never learned at all how to deal with it. That takes a little bit more work. But
oh, I always say when we know better, we do better, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I started when I was working with children. One of the things that I started doing, and this is a really incredible tool to learn to do for yourself, is to look at the clock. And like right now, my clock says here in Colorado, 9:32. So for 20 minutes, I'm going to allow myself to feel my anger. Like, really, what does the anger feel like? I mean, do I need to beat on a pillow? Do I need to, you know, vacuum the house for 20 minutes? I don't know. What do I need? You know, what do I really feel like I need to do with that? And the one thing I found out from working with kids is that in more than half that or less than half that time, you will be completely bored with that emotion.
Mm-hmm. Now, you write in your book, of course, Big Endings, who really makes you mad? Now, that's such a wonderful phrase because we usually put the blame on so many other people when sometimes it's ourselves that makes us mad. But touch up on who really makes you mad and why they say for every minute you are angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness.
Yes. Well, nobody, I know, and this is another statement that people hate hearing, but nobody can make you mad. They don't step inside of you and make you feel that emotion. Mm-hmm. And every time I bring this up in my groups, people are like, oh, that's not true. Let me tell you a story. You know?
For all the stories you heard, right?
Yeah, but what it is you choose to get angry at whatever it is that's going on. And the big part around this subject is control. Like you mentioned road rage. Road rage is nothing but control. We're trying to get another human being to do what we want them to do. So if we react to that, then we are just becoming a part of that same energy.
Mm.
You know, we are becoming a part of somebody's anger. We are becoming a part of somebody's whatever it is that they're feeling.
Right.
They can't step inside of you. That's the thing that's where we have power. Last week we talked a little bit about authentic power. This is huge authentic power. You can't make me get angry.
This is the supreme authentic power. Yeah. So basically,
you've
got to hear this again because I think this is a breakthrough for a lot of you for this holiday spirit. I sense it right now. So Dr. Kathy, again, just say that powerful statement slowly so that our listeners who are tweeting me saying, I want to write it down, can write it down because this is going to change your life. So tell them, Dr. Kathy.
I talk so much, I'm not sure. The part about nobody can make you angry?
Exactly.
Thank you. Nobody, nothing, no situation, no person can step in into you and make you angry. It is only your reaction to them that you choose to feel anger towards that situation.
You know,
and,
I love
you know,
that.
What,
and when I say when people get you pissed off or if someone's fighting with you, I always say don't let their action be your reaction. So if someone is fighting with you, don't let their action become your reaction. Be still, be no, take that breath and let go. Speaking of letting go, that's another chapter in your book, Big Endings. What's the difference between letting go and surrendering?
You know, not a whole lot. I have releasing in there as well. And I just use different words because sometimes the surrender feels better to somebody than letting go. Mm-hmm. Releasing feels better to somebody than surrendering. Because surrender, you know, these words can all feel so, again, where you don't have control.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is asking yourself about what serves you. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest question here is I get to ask myself every day, What serves me? You know, what the emotion that I'm feeling, the joy, the sadness, the anger, the frustration, whatever it is that's going on, I get to choose that. And that's what surrender is. It's saying, you know what, I'm gonna feel the emotion or whatever's happening in this moment, and I want to feel that. That's the joy of being alive. But I don't have to live it so much that it destroys my day or my week or my year.
Mm. I love it. Now, you know, it's so interesting because we were talking about road rage and the chaos of the Christmas holiday spirit and the chaos in life that we have. How could we find that peace that you say in your book, Big Endings, Peace Amidst the Chaos.
Yeah. You know, I'm the reason I even started writing the column, and that's what this is, it's 51 of my columns, and the name of my column is A New Perspective. And the idea behind all of this is that we can apply a new perspective to any situation and any emotion in our life, period. That's, you know, so you can take some, you can take any word, you can take, you know, like, what do I do when I feel angry at somebody that does something, you know, when I'm driving down the road? Well, you know what? I'm going to figure out a different outcome. I'm going to figure out, because they can't control me. As soon as I respond to them in an angry way because they're doing something stupid, they control me. I give up everything that I am, and then I get all involved in this situation with somebody else. And that's when we don't have any power, and that's when we start feeling, that's when we don't have peace. That's chaos. That's chaos in our own minds, and that's chaos of our environment, and we're attaching to it. We are now becoming that chaos. And when we start going, wait a minute, I can let that person that's behind me flashing their lights at me, riding on my rear end, I can just move over and let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I? And then I'm safe, and I get where I'm going, and I'm at peace.
Absolutely.
And I'm not all worked up telling, you know, 5, 10, 15 people that day what somebody did to me.
Well, that turns into gossip, which is in your book, too. But we're not going to touch on that subject right now, because we actually have a great tweet, and it's about surrendering. And we have a tweet from someone who said, surrendering seems like being a loser. Is it true that we basically have to fight for what we believe in? So how do you want to tackle that? We're not losers
No.
when we surrender.
No, we're more powerful. We actually, you know, we really, the more, again, the more control we have, when we feel like we have to have so much control over our lives, I say that we're totally out of control. Mm-hmm. So the more we learn to let go and ask what, again, keep bringing it back to what serves me, what it, and, you know, the other thing, the other part to this, Max, I think is, I keep saying me, what serves me, what, how do I take care of me, listening to the voice of the body. And for most people, that can sound so selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I change the word. I call it learning to be very self-full. Because if I learn to take care of me, then what I give to the world, to my family, to my work, to my world, comes from a place inside of me that's connected to some, you know, God, to spirit, to a power that's so much bigger than me. Mm-hmm. And it's not coming from my ego mind. And it's only the ego mind that would say I'm a loser if I let go, if I surrender.
Mm-hmm. Well, do we have to fight to win?
No. No, I don't.
I don't either.
I,
but, you know, it's great.
I don't
because
want
people,
to.
Now, do we have to fight for what we believe in? These are all great questions,
well,
people, so keep them coming.
Yeah. Do we have to fight for what we believe in? Do you have to fight at all? I don't believe in fighting, so I can't, I'm going to say no, because you know what? I'm the one, again, if I'm being self-full and I'm looking at, I've studied in metaphysics, I've studied almost every single religion, and becoming an ordained minister as well. Mm-hmm. And I love all of this. I love energy work. I love religion. I love all these parts and pieces. And then I have chosen the parts and pieces that just make my heart sing. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to fight for that. I don't have to fight to know what it is I believe in.
It's authentic power.
And that's, yeah, and it feels peaceful. To do
so
that, when I fight, I'm not going to be
power.
At peace.
Well, you know what? Let's stay there, because you have a great chapter. Well, no, let's talk about authentic power, because I think it's something so important that I think when people ask, do we have to fight for what we believe in? Do I feel like a loser if I'm not right? I think that authentic power, when you know your authentic self and the authentic power you have, you're not a loser. You don't have to fight for what you believe in, because you're being authentic to you. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our power doesn't really come, as I write in that chapter, it doesn't come from our external world. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't. It's kind of like that's, you know, like relationships, hoping that somebody completes you.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. It really doesn't work that way. It works from you taking a look at yourself and saying, and again, asking those questions, how does this serve me? What is it that I want here? What kind of outcome do I want? Because there's no power in fear. Right?
As soon as say that one more time. Say that one more time.
There's no power in fear. As soon as we live in that place of fear within us, which is in the ego mind, that is the base of the ego mind, is fear. Who am I? How am I going to be? How do I look? What's going on? All these kinds of chaos things, right? We lose our power. Mm-hmm. Now, there can be some times when, yes, you know, your fear drives you. Stress drives you. You get things done because, like, I get my house vacuumed if I feel angry. That's a good thing. That's not such a bad thing. But it can help us. But, you know, one of the parts I write in here is that anxiety, for example, is your power leaving the center core of your body. Mm-hmm. It's that quick, massive loss of energy. And then you feel like you don't have any power left.
Are you getting this, people?
And we can breathe that power back.
We can. I love this. I think, you know what, it's really come a point in time where we're letting people live in the now, where we're letting them live in the moment, the present moment, because that's what you say. It's about the present moment, everyone. So don't dwell in the past and don't fear the future, but just bask in this present moment, in this love and in this joy that we're transmitting to you right here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio with Dr. Kathy Z. We love you being here. You know, we got to do a part three. You know that, right?
Oh, fabulous. Let's do it.
I just knew that when I got your book that I was like, okay, this is going to turn into a part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But no, in all reality, this is just something that I believe people need at this moment. You know, speaking of this present moment, there's a great place that I'm going to this week, and I want to share with you, Dr. Kathy. It's called the Kashi Ashram in Sebastian, Florida, where there's Ma, who is the divine Ma of Kashi Ashram. Check it out. I'm going to go there because in your book, Big Endings, there's a wonderful chapter called Living a Spiritual Life. So how can we live a spiritual life, Dr. Kathy?
Oh, my. I love living the life that I live. You know, I think it's about a practice. It really is. It's about finding those bits and pieces or one particular belief, it doesn't matter, and just knowing that every day you put it into practice. And whether that's just for one day, listen to the voice of your body. For one day, change an old situation to get the outcome that you would really, truly like. For your sake, for a win-win, your sake and the other person or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, really just being aware and conscious so that we're not just running through the world, you know, with this ego helmet on, which controls the past and worries about the past and worries about the future. You know, that we just say, wow, how do I just create this great day? Mm-hmm. That is living a true spiritual life. And it's, you know, and you read and you listen to people, conversations, and you go, you know, and work with different teachers. And I mean, there's so many beautiful ways to really get into the practice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it involves gratitude and forgiveness. And, you know, I do a breathwork meditation with people, just teach them how to be in a state of meditation all day long.
Absolutely.
Without having to sit in a you know, cross-legged position in an ashram, which I would love to do someday.
Oh,
but
I'm so excited. I'm doing that this weekend. But, you know, when we have you back for part three, I know next Sunday is Christmas, and we might have a special guest here. I'll let y'all know who that is in tweets and in Facebook updates. But we might have Dr. Kathy back, if you can, on Christmas. So we can talk about silence and how golden it is, because that's a chapter that I want to talk about in your book, Big Endings, A New Perspective. Dr. Kathy, everyone, by the way, can be reached. Go to www.healing-spirits.net, or you could email Dr. Kathy at Kathy with a C, Kathy at healings-spirits.net. So, Dr. Kathy, I look forward to part three. I'm going to call you after the show so we can give get some more talk in, because unfortunately we got to wrap things up, and I got to play again what our president had to say about our troops. So I thank you, Dr. Kathy, for being here for part two of Living in the Now. Big Endings is the book. Check it out on Amazon. Buy it, love it, own it. It is your guide, your simple guide to living in the present moment. Dr. Kathy Zeeb, I thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you so much, Max, and Merry Christmas.
I'm going to talk to you after the show.
Okay. All right.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right, everyone.
Bye.
Again, I want to play for you all tonight. Good night, Dr. Kathy. I'm going to play for you what our president, Barack Obama, had to say about our troops. Hit it, Ronan.
So as your commander-in-chief, and on behalf of a grateful nation, I'm proud to finally say these two words, and I know your families agree. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home.
Indeed, indeed. Welcome home, troops. Well, listen, I just have to say that this Sunday is Christmas. I've got some special things for y'all planned. We're going to talk about, of course, my favorite things on Christmas. We're going to have a special guest. Of course, I can't say who that is right now because I want you to tune in. That's the teaser. And hopefully Dr. Kathy will be back. I'm going to call her after the show and try to book her for next Sunday so y'all could have her here for part three of Living in the Now. Hey, I have a question real quick for Ron Paul. Ron Paul, do you listen to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio?
I do.
Of course you do. Why wouldn't you? So everyone, listen, go to Twitter right now, twitter.com/MaxSucci. Tweet me there. Love me there. Say hi. How you doing? I'm going to the Kashi Ashram. We're going to have Ma on the show. This is going to be amazing, everyone. I can't wait to tell you about my experience there. Her book is called The 11 Karmic Spaces, another book that's going to change your life, much like Big Endings, A New Perspective. Thank you to Trista Wilson and her 12 Gifts of Christmas. Thank you to my girl, Dr. Kathy Zeeb. I'm going to have her join the inner circle of Max and Friends, so I'm going to let you know about that. Speaking of letting you know about things, I've got a great song for you, our girl from American Idol, Saisha. And we're going to sing it right now, everyone, because by now you know it. Go on iTunes and buy it for your friends. Stick it in their stockings, A Christmas Melody. Thank you all for tuning in. Take Life to the Max. I've got a message for you, so stay tuned. A Christmas Melody by Saisha. Thank you all for tuning into Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I've got to say thank you to, of course, Trista Wilson. And her website is www.chicagonow.com/chain-links. And, of course, Bohemian Wisdom, my girl, Dr. Kathy Zeeb. Check her out at www.healing-spirits.net. Now sit back, enjoy the holiday week, and here's the rest of the song of our girl, Saisha, Christmas Melody. And remember to take life to the max. I'm Max Tucci, your host. Have a wonderful week, everyone.